Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we all know that the weekly shop has creeped up in price over the past number of years, and we all want to keep the cost down, but we also want to make sure that we're feeding our families with the best produce that we can. And joining me in the studio to tell us how to eat healthily on a budget is Louise Reynolds, dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute. Louise, good to see you.
Nice to see you, Claire.
There's no doubt about it. The money isn't going as far as it used to in the supermarket.
No, and definitely not.
Shrinkflation and all of that. Yes. We've all noticed it.
Yeah, I think definitely. And in fact, you know, talking about budgets, it just kind of reminded me that I think there's no harm to remind people of the things you can do to still make sure that your family are being well fed. And just to remind us about things like food waste, you know, where you can get the good nutrition but not have to pay as much. And in fact, Safe Food did a report just last year. They do it every 2 years. And some households are spending up to a third of their take home income on food that they're putting on the table. And again, that food has gone up in price. If you have teenagers in the house, it's more expensive than when your children are small. So it can actually be more than double for a household with teenagers. And I've seen that myself. You know, they're eating bigger meals, they need more food, there's bigger lunches, all of that kind of thing adds up. And also, in terms of the individual prices, you were saying, things like milk and butter and eggs have all gone up, you know, in around 20% between 2022 and now. So all of those increases, you know, people are going to see it in your shopping basket. So when you go to the supermarket, you need to have a plan.
Okay, is that the starting point? Plan your meals rather than, because sometimes the temptation can be, I'll go in and I'll see what's on special offer.
Yeah, now that's, if you're doing that, you see, that means you're going in every day or every second day. And the temptation is when you go in, you pick up a basket or you may even take a trolley, and then the temptation is to fill it. And we know that we do overbuy if you don't go without a list. And the list doesn't have to be, you know, pages or written out. People on your phone, you can just put down a reminder. You know, if you're shopping online, you do tend to be a little bit more strict because you have, you just buy the things that we get all the time, you know, the same foods for the family. But of course, if you're buying online, it's expensive if you're having it delivered. But if you can click and collect, some shops organise that or offer that service, and that can be a way to do it.
Well, but another good thing with online is you can go into the special offers and have a look, but because you're not under as much time pressure, you can maybe plan around what's on special.
Exactly. And you can read about it, and it says, you know, price per 100 grams. So you can actually see that, oh, look, that looks like, you know, the pre-prepared vegetables look like they're on special offer, but actually they're still more expensive than if you just buy the carrots and they're not peeled, you know, because of course, obviously you're going to pay more if things like that are pre-prepared. But, you know, just having a plan, I don't know, does it sound a little bit like 1950s housewife, you know, planning your meals for the week? But it does work. And you can kind of say, okay, we're going to have maybe meat twice a week. That's another thing, this kind of obsession with meat. It's not the only source of protein. You know, beans are really good sources of protein, eggs, cheese and milk. You know, you can have meals that maybe aren't meat, veg and potatoes, and also then portion size as well. I think we've spoken about that a lot. Filling up your plate with vegetables and a smaller amount of the protein is really what most people need. We don't need to be, you know, buying expensive meats for every day of the week. So planning a little bit around that can help.
And is it better to do one big shop or to go in and out a few times to the supermarket or the shops?
I know. Well, I suppose one big shop is probably better if you have a plan, but again, there can be food waste if you leave things in the back of the fridge. And we, you know, I did mention 25% of food has, you know, is wasted. So that's a huge amount of money.
Isn't it?
You know, if you think of your budget, so 25% of what you've spent, it's just like you're putting that money in the bin, which is absolutely awful. So if you, you know, if you plan things and then something comes up and you're not cooking that dinner that week and things go out of date. So you have to be mindful of, you know, expiry dates. That's where your freezer comes in really handy. So things like frozen vegetables as well are really good because fresh vegetables do go off. We've spoken about this before, Claire. You know, you find things at the bottom of the fridge and you're throwing them out. But you could make a soup with them. If something isn't, you know, if the carrots still aren't as fresh as you might want to have
bendy
them raw.
Carrots.
The bendy carrots, which you've spoken about before. Exactly. If they're a little bit bendy, they're absolutely fine in a stew.
They're
also fine. Yes, or in, they are fine. Or in a soup. You know, you're not going to know a difference. Mm-hmm. But obviously, if you want to have a raw carrot, you know, dipped in some hummus, you're not going to go for a bendy carrot. It needs to be nice and crunchy and fresh. So, but things like frozen vegetables, really good to have in the freezer. Tinned vegetables as well. Tinned beans are really nutritious and they're really cheap. Tinned tomatoes are great to have, you know, on standby. So having your store cupboard kind of stocked up and think, okay, well, I have some mince for today. What can I make with that? If you have your tinned tomatoes, if you have some spices there, things like lentils you can add into if you're making a bolognese or a shepherd's pie. If you add in lentils
to bulk,
you know,
it up.
To bulk it up. So you need less of the expensive meat ingredient and then you can buy more of the cheaper lentils, but you're still getting loads of nutrition in there, protein and lots more fibre. So things like that, you can make little small changes.
I thought I was getting away with that at home, bulking up with lentils until my son
used
a fork to pull the one lentil out and leave like exhibit A on the side. What is this?
Okay, well that's it. Yeah, you can... When they start, it's a matter of, I suppose, if you start that when children are younger, they don't really notice. But I do it at home and my children are older. You know, then you can kind of stretch a meal. Also, if you make a bolognese one day, you know, and you have some left over, sometimes you might think, oh, you know, I'm only freezing one portion or only freezing two portions. But that can be used then to make
a
chili.
Stretch it.
Yeah. So, you know, another day, either the next day, you could make a chili, add in your kidney beans, add in lots more peppers, add in, you know, a few different vegetables, whatever your family like, a tin of sweet corn, some chili spices, and that can be served with rice the next day. So it's a different meal, but you're still using the one kind of, you know, protein that you bought for the mince for one day.
I was talking to a German friend of mine recently who said the one thing that they've learned about living in Ireland over a number of years is that we're a slave to brands. And in Germany, they don't care who makes the food that they're buying. They'll eat it if it's good value.
Okay. Well, actually, that's something that I think, and probably, you know, we now have the German supermarkets for the last however many 15, 20 years in Ireland. And people are now more likely to try new things and try different things. Certainly, that's a really good way to save money because we do know that a lot of the own brands, again, we often say you have to stretch and save. You have to look a bit further. They might be on the lower shelf. They mightn't be at eye level. And again, that's all supermarkets. You know, they are a business at the end of the day and they are selling products. So different brands will have a better place on the shelf. You know, they might pay more for that or they have more stock in there. So definitely things, own brand things like tinned tomatoes, you can save, they can be 30 cents for a tin of tomatoes or they can be 150.
Yeah.
Or if you go to your corner shop because you don't have them in stock, you might be paying €2 for a tin of tomatoes. Whereas you could have got six tins of tomatoes, you know, of own brand ones. And that's a massive difference.
And they're the same thing.
They're the same thing. They're tinned tomatoes. Mm. And when you put them into whatever you're cooking, you know, a casserole or a stew or a bolognese, you are not going to tell the difference, you know. So things like that, things like the tomato puree, the spices that you have at home, you know, you can definitely save a lot there. Again, some people will have a preference for certain brands and that's okay too. But things like breakfast cereals, they can be very expensive. And I would say to people, go back and look at porridge. You know, porridge is very cheap as well as being really nutritious. And I think porridge has had a bit of a resurgence over the last number of years because you can add some flavourings to it. You know, you can add a little bit of, put a banana on top. You know, if children might like different flavourings in their porridge, a little bit of honey is fine to sweeten it up. If some children are, you know, say, oh, I don't really like porridge as much, putting in fruit or berries, I would suggest. But if we're talking about eating on a budget, berries are very expensive. And particularly now, they're not in season anymore.
Yeah, but the frozen ones are a little bit better, aren't they, in terms
of value? They
definitely
are, yeah. So again, the frozen, that's where the frozen fruit will come in handy. Now, things like, you know, we have kind of got used to having strawberries all year round, you know, but whereas strawberries are really a summer fruit and they are cheaper and more bountiful and taste better if you buy Irish strawberries in the summer. So things like that, buying food in season. At the moment, all of the vegetables in season are things like leeks and pumpkins and butternut squash. Now, I know I saw all the pumpkins in the supermarket now. They're starting to. And again, you know, we tend to display them and a lot of people don't, you know, use them for food, and that's fine. They're, you know, part of the Halloween, but also they are really nutritious if you want to make pumpkin soups. And you could, at the moment I saw huge ones for $3.50. You know, butternut squash is again from the pumpkin family. Maybe we're a bit more used to to cooking with butternut squash, but that's in season at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a really
great
good
for soups.
Great for soups and really nutritious. And again, putting that kind of chopped up roasted butternut squash is really lovely. You know, put it into chilies, or if you're making a vegetarian meal, so maybe twice a week having a vegetarian meal for dinner. It doesn't always have to be meat. You can get good sources of protein from, you know, having a bean stew or a bean casserole, adding in things like paprika to give lovely flavours, and those kind of warming stews as we're coming into this time of the year, again, can be really good value. Mm-hmm. Other things as well, in terms of the supermarket, just checking use-by dates, you know, so buying a longer use-by date. Tinned fish is another one that we haven't mentioned. Great source of protein. And sometimes fish can be expensive. And again, you know, you mightn't buy fish if, you know, if fish went off, you would be very careful, you know, keep making sure you buy it and eat it fresh. But tinned fish are very nutritious, things like tinned salmon.
So you're still getting the nutritional value from the tinned fish, because
yeah,
fresh fish is very expensive now, isn't it?
It is very expensive. It is. And but like tinned salmon, you also are eating the softened bones in tinned salmon, so there's extra calcium in there as well. Really good to make, you know, to have a sandwich, to have for your lunch during the day. Tinned tuna is really popular with lots of families, and that's a great source, you know, reasonably affordable source of protein. Again, there's so many different prices and mm-hmm. varieties. Go for ones that are kind of tinned in water rather than brine is the salty water. So just the more nutritious one would be not to have the salt in it.
And what about bread, Louise? We want to be healthy, but we don't want to spend loads of money. So what should we be looking out for?
Yeah, so I suppose that...
Make your own. I bet you make your own, do you?
No, I don't make my own. I have made my own. From time to time, like anything, I have made my own bread. But no, and that's the reality of it. You know, when there are six people in my house, I'm not at home making bread all day. And I don't think many people are. Bread is absolutely fine to buy. I mean, ideally go for the whole grain bread. So go for brown bread. It's got more fibre in it. Some of the own brand breads now are great value in supermarkets. You know, you can just get a whole grain. If you're going for a sliced pan, try and go for brown whole grain. If you see the whole grains in it, there's a little bit more nutrition in there. Then again, obviously things like sourdough bread have received a lot of interest. They are very, very expensive. So sourdoughs are more expensive. Mm. And that's because the processing, and it can take longer. So if you're going to a kind of an artisan bakery, that's going to be more expensive. And that's probably something that people might do as an occasion at the weekend, or, you know, for a treat. It's probably not something you buy every day if you're feeding a large family.
Yeah. And you have to eat it there and then, or it's gone stale and chewy. But yeah, I have an issue with sourdough bread anyway. I'm just not a fan.
Okay. It definitely is a different texture. Some people will say it agrees with their gut more. And
well,
in
maybe
that situation.
So, yeah.
Well, that's just for some people, and then they might be willing to pay a bit extra for it. But certainly it's not something that we all have to be eating. There are lots of really good breads that you can, you know, get in the supermarket. Go for a nice brown loaf bread. You know, some of the supermarkets now, you can get it sliced there. You know, you buy the fresh loaf and they'll slice it in the supermarket. Right through to buying, you know, a packaged wholemeal bread is definitely better in terms of nutrition for the family. But don't
panic. Now, we have a listener who has a tip for us here. They say the secret is check your cupboards, make a list, buy what you need, not what you want. And then you go to the supermarket and they have all the special offers and you think, if I don't buy it now, it'll be gone.
I know. Well, I really like that, listeners. That's exactly it. You make a list and check your cupboards before you go. Exactly. Because we've often been standing there and you're thinking, do I have, you know, soya sauce, or do, and then you're spending another €3 on another bottle and you already have one at home because you just can't remember when
but
you're
you
there.
You use that.
You will use it. You will use it. But if you're on a tight, it won't go off. Exactly. But if you're on a tight budget, and again, for things, buy one, get one free. Only buy it if it was already on your list. And very often they are the foods that are the ones we need less of anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, try and stick to the list you have going to the supermarket and kind of plan a little bit in advance.
Thank you very much,
Louise. Get your money to go a bit further.
Always great advice from Louise. Thank you very much for being with us today. A reminder of our WhatsApp number. You can get in touch with us on 0870 32 32 32. Save it into your phone and message us any old time. It's 0870 32 32 32. Coming up, the latest from the United States after that vice presidential debate last night.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.